At a house party in Rochester, Frank Ginto works the room, shaking hands with roughly 20 people gathered in the kitchen.
How are you? Good to see you again. Everything good?
Everything's good.
Good, good, good.
Hello?
Hi, Frank Ginto. How are you?
It's safe to say most people here are well aware of who Ginto is and where he stands on the issues. Still, it was clear he wanted to present a new version of himself.
Barney, Frank, and I found common ground on something that was very important to Massachusetts and to New Hampshire.
Ginto explained he and Frank worked on a bill to help ease federal regulations on the fishing industry. Ginto went on to say he didn't agree with the liberal Massachusetts congressman on much.
And vice versa. But we found one thing that we could work on together.
All night long, Ginto stressed cooperation and finding the best in others. Bob Jaffin, who hosted the house party, says Ginto didn't talk this way in the past.
My gut is he's changed. I think that loss humbled him in a good way. Maybe every politician needs to lose a big one once if they continue. So in that sense, yeah, I think he could hold it.
And that's the big question for Ginto.
It's not great for us to have it flipping back and forth every election cycle.
Fergus Cullen is the former chair of the New Hampshire Republican Party. He supported Dan Innes in the primary and questions Ginto's staying power.
Even if Frank is elected this year, and he very well may be, you know, if 2016, a presidential year, isn't going the Republican way, is he going to get swept out again?
That's certainly possible, though that may say more about the 1st District than it does about Ginto. CD1 is one of the biggest swing districts in the country. It's split down the middle politically and has gone with the national tide for years. Ginto says he's out to restore stability to a district that had been a Republican stronghold.
We've been in wave elections in New Hampshire essentially since 2002. I'm trying through every kitchen that I can get to between now and the election to change this from wave election to merit-based elections, because I think ultimately that's what we deserve and that's what people truly want.
As former GOP chair Fergus Cullen points out, Ginto is certainly no stranger to taking advantage of those political surges.
Frank skillfully rode the Tea Party wave up, and now that the Tea Party is not as politically advantageous, you know, of course he's putting a little bit of distance there.
According to financial disclosure statements, Ginto has worked as a consultant since his loss in 2012. That includes a salary from 603 Advisors, a company run by his former congressional chief of staff. Ginto also launched his own venture, the Independent Business Council of New Hampshire. He's described it as a startup business with a single employee, with a mission of advocating for small businesses.
How are we doing?
Back in Rochester, Ginto joked somewhat awkwardly about what he called his forced retirement 2 years ago and told the crowd Shea Porter needs to go.
When you give someone a long enough period of time to try to fix it, and if they come up short, I think we deserve to give someone else an opportunity to try to implement their ideas and their perspective.
And that's really the issue for Ginto. He already had that opportunity. Bob Jaffin, the party host, now sees Ginto as the best choice, but he wasn't always so sure.
Those of us who are active Republicans looked at him as a greasy politician the last time around, having run into him primarily at the veteran events where we all show up in any case. My opinion of him changed. I became a Frank believer.
Another person who showed up to see Ginto was Mark Canny. In his 30s, he was one of the younger people in the room. He says he wants Ginto to win, but worries the back and forth in the district will continue regardless of what happens in November.
Why is it that that can't be sort of captured and moved in a direction that's a little bit more permanent and a little bit more, I don't know, principle-based, I guess, rather than something that seems kind of fickle, I guess. That's what's kind of frustrating.
Polls indicate this race will likely be close again, and while it's premature to contemplate, these two candidates could easily face off again 2 years from now. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.